Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Welcome to the second phase of J&J Talk Show, Uplifting Communities. Yes, we are on our second phase, and I tell you, we got some great, great, great shows coming your way very soon. Okay, but before we go on, I would like to bring on Miss J.
Absolutely. Good afternoon. Hello, everybody. We're back. You know, before we get started, we asked a few of our special listeners to join us today. So we're going to let them come in and introduce themselves. And please understand, even though they're coming in, you're more than welcome to push that number one and join the conversation anytime you like. So, with that said, come on, John, let's let them in, and then I'll get started.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Okay, caller from 337, could you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, Tommy Cole, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right. Okay, caller from 831, could you please state your name and where you calling from?
Hi, John. This is James Adams, Monterey, California.
All right. Okay.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Now that we have our guests mentioned, yes, now we have our two guests. So, first of all, welcome and thank you for joining us. You know, we've had a lot of great shows. And one of the shows, I know this is probably not a guy show, but one of the shows that I really loved was when we had the fitness show, because I was a Mountain Dew fanatic. I mean, I didn't do a lot of sugar, but I did have to have a Mountain Dew. And one of the things I liked about that show was that we talked about being healthy. And I think a lot of times, especially people of color, we love us some soul food. And we make excuses why we can't do this, we can't do that, and we don't want to give up this, we don't want to give up that. And one of the things I loved about that show is that she took a whole community and changed their lives and changed their eating ways. So I really thought that was pretty awesome, because as a person that works out and that likes to try to stay fit, I still like to eat my food. So from that show, I learned a lot of great new habits, you know, to change some of my ways around. And so I really liked that show, you know, as for a girl. And I had a lot of positive feedback from other women, how great that show was for them, for Crystal coming on and showing it. And then what's awesome about Crystal is that she still shows progress of just everyday women. And I think that that's just really inspiring. So anyway, shout out to Crystal, no more Mountain Dew, but Green Tea Queen now, but really great information on that. We had other great shows. We had shows about how to, you know, behave when you're stopped by the police. We've had all kinds of shows. And I know for a fact that Mr. Tommy listens to all the shows. So, Mr. Tommy, what was one of your favorite shows?
Hello, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
What was one of your favorite shows?
Yeah, I'm still here. My headpiece went out, and I was turning it back on. I'm sorry now.
No, you're all good. What was one of your favorite shows? I know you're a regular listener. I mean, you always call in, too.
Yeah.
What was one of the shows that really impressed you or was really good for you?
Okay, yeah. Matter of fact, I loved all the shows. But you had this, you had this one guy, he had gone to a prison and he'd gotten out. He changed his life all around. And now he's more concerned about the youth in the communities. I thought that was a real great show there. You know, he brought
He had a real testimony. That was a testimony on that one. Yeah.
He really did, yes, man. Really. I mean, he really changed his life around. No one can appreciate that.
Yeah, because that was real. That was one of those shows that was so real. He didn't hide anything. He was honest about his drug habits.
Right.
That show was so real that I felt like, oh, I should never complain about nothing.
That was a very inspiring show.
Yeah, for real. That was an inspiring show.
That was very good.
I really liked that show myself. And Mr. James, I know, well, you've been following us for a pretty good while now. And what was your favorite show?
You know, honestly, John, I just started with you guys when you guys brought Pam Weston on. As you know, she's a friend of mine. I've only honestly listened to two shows. I've gone back through your archives now, and I plan to listen more. I'm excited about what you guys do. You know that you and I are, you live in the neighborhood I grew up in, and I got to know your name through a local contact there, and just what you're doing has been something exciting for me. I haven't been so much about the radio show yet, but I just love the work that you're doing in the community.
You and I became friends on Facebook, and you liked it, you know, what we're doing, uplifting communities. Everything I do, you know, for the communities, myself and Ms. J, what we do it in honor of uplifting communities. And so they, you know, that's really good. I'm so glad I brought you on the show, you know, to let people hear. We got a board full right now, and let people know that uplifting communities, you know, are doing some positive work. Now, it's not about me, Ms. J. Okay, let's get this clear. It's not about us. Okay, it's about people in need. And people need to be aware of a lot of things that's going on around them. Okay.
Absolutely.
And that's where we at. But for me, I liked it one show. I liked it all the shows. But it was one special show. It was, we had this this lady attorney on, the one from Los Angeles. And she worked with Johnny Cochran. Okay, that's where she got her start from. And I thought that was amazing. And she a judge. And I'm going to tell you, this lady here, and she works in the communities. You know, most judges and attorneys and stuff like that, you know, yeah, they'll go in on and do a little work in the community. But this lady here actually, you know, give her time to the community to help, you know, improve people's lives. And she's a judge, you know, and I say, wow, this lady right here is awesome.
Yeah, John, just so you know, she's not a judge, she's just a district attorney. I just don't want to be put out there.
District attorney.
Because it's my sister. Yeah, she's
a
DA.
Okay, well, I stand to be corrected, Ms. J. I'm not a judge neither. I'm an author.
But she is an awesome person. You know, you got a lot of district attorneys that don't have any passion for the people. She don't care about the boys, but, man, she has passion beyond belief for the people that she represents. And John's absolutely correct. Her love for the people in the community is over the board. And like John said, you know, a lot of times people get titles, and I do it, you know, that's it. But it's also when someone has a title and a little bit of power, and they use that for the good of the people they represent. I think that's awesome. John is absolutely correct.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and also I wanted to let the audience know that October 8th and 9th, well, October 9th, we will not be on the air because I will be in Las Vegas and Ms. J would be in gonna be in Atlanta. Okay, but after that, but then we're going to have our regular shows. And I'm telling you, they're going to be awesome. Matter of fact,
yeah.
Mr. James is the one that introduced the lady that does the grant. She
yeah.
won't be coming on the show. Could you please say
yeah.
the well, how you pronounce her name, James?
I'm sorry, will you please say that again?
Oh, you must be watching football game.
I called him.
Yeah, him and Tommy. They're watching the football game. Trying to listen to us and watching the game at the same time.
Tommy's on timeout. I'll talk to him later.
I turned the television off.
But that's cool though, because you know, I wish I had a television up in here. I'll be sneaking up too.
the lady,
what's her name? Chappella? Is that her name?
Oh, Belinda. It's Belinda Ola Chappelle.
Right.
Yeah.
Chappelle. Yeah,
yeah
she's yeah. She's a grant writer and she will be coming on the show, you know.
Awesome.
And things of that nature. But James, tell the audience a little bit about what are you doing to help out in the communities?
Oh, man. You know, I find myself in more of a support role. I'm not going to go into my background too much. I did some time. I grew up in Sacramento and Del Paso Heights. I find myself kind of playing the support role with the Prop 47 program right now and helping to do to start some nonprofits to help find the funding to basically bring people to the table who are trying to keep future generations from going into the system and to help to strengthen families in our area. I'm also I'm a contractor. I own a DirecTV company business, basically. I recruit salespeople around the country, especially in impoverished neighborhoods. I'm also, as one of my contracts, I run Lifeline phones. You've probably seen the little tents around in your city with people who give away phones. I used to be the largest distributor in Northern California with Budget Mobile. We lost that. We're working with a new program now, and it's about giving jobs. For me, it's understanding that when people are hungry, that's where crime starts. When people don't have the ability to care for their family and other things, that's where things go on.
That's right.
I feel that's my mission.
That is so true.
Yeah,
I don't think people realize that. You know, they always say they build people. They always do that. But, you know, when you ever see, you know, a young man that's from the street, the first thing he say is, I'm hungry. I got to feed my family. I can't find a job, so I do what I do. That's the first
yeah.
thing that come out of their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, that is great. I mean, that is great. And Tommy, I know you was on the show when we first started, you know, and that's been at least about 8-9 months ago, and you have been one of our great supporters also, and I really appreciate that. I really
do.
You know, and I wanted to ask you, since the last time, you know, you've been on the show, what have you been doing? And things of that nature. You know, what? How is that coming along for you?
Well, John, what I was doing was trying to work some entertainment through my wife and I nonprofit organization there. You know, we was pushing the gospel stage play, Broken Trust, and you know, we just
mm-hmm.
had some uppity ups that we have to do, but still, we like to get a building and start teaching the community about being self-sufficient, independent. But I'm saying, being able to go out and receive jobs through entertainment. You know, we want to bring in cameras, teach them all about the filming world, writing, And this is our goal right now, John, is to uplift the community in this way, you know, and get folks ready to go out and work. And that's where we are. And also, mm-hmm. too, man, as a matter of fact, and because you, I want to thank you too, John. Also, too, I've got two books now that I'm trying to get out in the market. It shouldn't be long now. And like I said, I have you to thank for that. And I really want to say this. Mm-hmm. I thank you guys for promoting such a great show, man. You guys have opened up doors for many of us. You know, for a while, you know, the world had or this country hadn't heard much about us. But now you got us to where we're networking with one another and things are getting better, even in the communities. You know, it may not be going as fast as we would like for them to go, but now folks have grabbed on, and now they're trying to seek out ways to improve the community. And we thank you all for that, Mr. Brown and Mrs. Allen. Thank you.
Well, yeah. We thank you. Because it really, like John said, it's not about us. We got together and we said, what can we do to make a difference? What are we good at? Well, we both good at talking. So
I don't know about that. I think you're a little bit better than me because you know when to cut me off. No, I'm just kidding.
But we thought about what we can do, and we thought, you know, we can teach people how to work together. I mean, everybody's not going to jump aboard. Some people have their, you know, ideas and thoughts or whatever, but we thought, what could we do? And I always wanted to do something where I could share information, because that's what I do anyway. I like to tell people, help people. So this is our way of helping. And like John said, it's really not about us. It's just our way of helping and hoping that we can create something that it'd be a blessing to everybody across the board, not just one or two people, not just the big companies that everybody know about, but the everyday person that out there that's really trying to make a difference, whether it's big or small, it matters. It really
mm-hmm.
does. Right?
You know, I'm not going to call out no names, and the reason for that is because I don't think it would be appropriate. But I want to say that it was a lady got in contact with me, and she said she wanted to thank the talk show Uplifting Communities because she was networking with quite a few people. She was able enough to quit her job. And she has her own nonprofit organization.
Wow.
And
great.
So I really appreciated that. It's so many people that start networking with people and, you know, and doing really well now, you know, because of this show. And it's the reason why is because they can go in our archives on the page Uplifting Communities and listen at some of these shows and do what they're doing in their community, because we didn't have people from all over the United States coming on the talk show Uplifting Communities. And I really, really, really appreciate these people that came on.
Yeah,
I really do, and I'm quite sure Ms. J appreciate them too.
Yes, I do. I do, because you know what? No one person has all the answers, but together we're powerful, and we really got to trust that. Yes, we got to trust that. You know, don't worry about somebody trying to steal your idea. If it's working in your neighborhood, bless another neighborhood. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. You know. So I'm excited.
That's right.
And we got some great coming up.
Yeah, we left out with a big bang too, and with Miss Pam Watson. Weston, Pamela Weston, and I mean this lady here. She was one of my favorites also. She left us with a lot of really, really, really good information on how to get grants and how to get a nonprofit and things of that nature, and also, you know, about what's going on in California with Proposition 47. I mean, you know, this lady here really filled us up with a lot of good information, and then
you were surprised how many, I mean, you'd be surprised how many calls and inboxes that I got,
yeah,
that I received,
yeah,
you know, on that talk show.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you got a few of them too, I miss Day.
Yes, I referred a few out to her and our future guests, which is really awesome. But, you know, I want to talk about, like, people that are working with the homeless. We had two great nonprofits working with the homeless. And I thought that was awesome because a lot of people, we had the one young lady who actually washed their clothes and take it back to them.
That's right. I remember that show. That's a great show. But look, now you guys will, you know, for over a year now, you guys have been interviewing us. And I would like to have, allow you guys to, let me have this time to ask you guys a couple of questions. All right?
I told you guys I had Tommy on the show, John.
Hey. Okay, Miss Allen. Okay, I understand that you're going to Atlanta. Can you fill us in on what's happening down in Atlanta?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going there to do a book signing and introduce Afro Man on another level. But I'm also going to be doing the Black Expo in Jacksonville, Florida as well. So a lot of, we don't like talking about ourselves. We like talking about other people. But we do our part with the kids. I do a lot of things with the youth. And so that's pretty much me. You know, I'm just on the educational side. I'm fighting for Danger Stranger, missing black children. That's kind of my thing because quiet as it's kept, that is one of our silent killers of our community. Black people in general have the highest percentage of missing in the United States and across the country, and we never talk about it. I know our plates are full with the gang banging and the gang violence and the street violence, and everybody's on the politics and other things, the police shootings, and I know all that stuff is important, but this has been a silent stealer of our kids for years now, and it's never talked about. I think for us, the people of color, I think we think it does not apply to us, but I've been really trying to let everyone know we are the target. You know, Chicago and all these different places, these babies are not coming home. And so that's what my passion is besides trying to save, you know, black boys and black girls, and that's just my passion right there. That's what I'm going to do.
Look, we thank you, Mrs. J, and we encourage you to continue to do so because we need to know more about this and protect our children as well as others. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And now, Mr. Brown, Mr. John L. Brown,
we
know what are you up to. We understand that you're going
what
to
am
Las
I up
Vegas.
To? Okay, well, I got a booth with Desiree. Her name is Desiree Jackson. She was the lady that played Young Seeley in Color Purple. And I got a boot. I will be promoting my book, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, and also the talk show, Uplifting Communities. Now, I did let people know, some people know, that if they wanted me to pass out literature of their companies, like I think Ms. J gonna send me some brochures and stuff. Hopefully she do, so I can take down to the event in Las Vegas, because this is a celebrity event, and it's gonna be a lot of people, you know, that can move us in the right direction also.
Absolutely.
So you know, that's where I'm at. And also my goals are to go around the United States. And, you know, recognize people that's doing positive things in their communities, because there's so many of us doing a lot of things, and we're using our own money, and they never get recognized. They never get recognized. Like, I went to Lake Charles, Louisiana. That was the first one Uplifting Communities did. Well, the talk show Uplifting Communities did. And it was a lady named Trisha Miller Edwards. Her and her husband is doing so many positive things in the communities. And so we went on and recognized her. We had music. We had food. I mean, it was just really, really nice. Well, matter of fact, Tommy, you was there.
I was there. Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
You
matter
sure
fact,
was. You
there.
Came. And what you think about that event? You think it was pretty good?
The event is awesome. You know, especially when you acknowledge folks who've been working hard in the communities. And sometimes we don't think that people see it. But when you come in and let us know that, hey, look, man, I see your work. You're doing a good work, and I'm here to encourage you to continue to do that good work. You know, hey, you can appreciate that, and that makes you want to go out further, too. Now, I also want to say this, too, because you sent out some certificates, too, Mr. John L. Brown.
Yes, we did.
Yes, you sure did, and we got some certificates. So, hey, that's letting us know that your show, you and Lily J, you guys hadn't forgotten about us, and we can appreciate that. And really, man, it makes us want to go further and makes us want to do more. And we thank you all for that, you know. And I wanted to interview you guys because you always interview us. Sometimes folks don't know that you guys got some good stuff going on, too. And I just wanted you guys to hammer that out.
Because it's not about us, Tommy. I'll talk to you later. You're on timeout. But thank you for the interview, guys.
Hey, Tommy. Don't play Mac J, though, man. You know, just keep on, man. Keep it up. You understand? Because
I really
like the appreciation. We don't, me and Miss Jay, we never get appreciated. But
no,
you know, we really don't.
Job,
you know, but you know what I'm saying, though. I guess Miss Jay is right. You know, you're right, Miss Jay. It's not about us. It's really not.
I just wanted to bring out that. And you guys are really doing great work other than your talk show here.
Yes, that is true, Tommy.
You guys are traveling. You guys are meeting folks. You guys are connecting and networking with folks. And things are happening, you know, and one can appreciate that, man.
Yeah, we do. We're going
to
be coming
up. Would you want to say something, James? James, you wanted to say something?
So I got to tell you how you've affected me, John. So my cousin, her name was Jessica Nelson, her married name was Williams. She was murdered by a sergeant in the police department in San Francisco about 4 months ago. They said that they ran an automatic license plate reader on her car, and it came back as stolen. They said she put the car in gear, sergeant snatched her door open and shot her in the stomach. Then they said that her plate came back as fine. And in the dealing with that, I'm trying to find out, you know, talk to you, found your book and what you were saying, because everybody that I could talk to about how, you know, she was black sitting in a car in San Francisco, that's why she's dead. Nobody would listen to that. But your book talked about that. You were saying, hey, this is what's happening to us. And it really, I thank you. I thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
John is the bomb. His book is really good. Your book is awesome. You know, and I think a lot of people are sleeping on that book, but I am here to tell you that book is full of great information. And in regards, you know, and we had, the gentleman that came on, there's a website where you can post unjust police behavior. And we have that also on our page if you want to check it out, because that's what he does. He goes around the country. Because, you know, he read John's book and so forth, but he came on our show, and they have a website for unjust behavior. So if you, we got it on our Facebook page, so maybe you could go on there and look it up, because that's what they do. They specialize in those kind of cases, like your family member. But as far as John's book, I think you guys really sleeping on that book. That's really an awesome book.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ms. J. You know, but we only have 30 seconds left on the show. And, Ms. J, could you please close us out?
Well, okay. Well, thank everybody for joining us today. It was kind of fun. And we really appreciate both of our guests coming on and helping us just welcome us back to what we love doing. It's making a difference for our people. We really appreciate it. And we thank everybody who listened in, and we thank everybody who joined us today. And have a blessed evening. And, Mr. John, if you got a couple of seconds, shoot it out.
Yes, I would like to thank our special guests today. Thank you all so much. With that said, good night, and y'all have a rest of the day blessed. Bye-bye.
Keep doing good work, y'all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys. Tommy on timeout. Bye. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay.